Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs written by the writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. This half hour, we'll hear from Eddie Holland, Martha and the Vandellas, Kim Weston, The Supremes, Lamont Doja, and Red. Well, Brian Holland recently called and was asked, how did he create and produce these tracks, these great tracks? Well, Lamont Doja and I would start writing the songs on piano. Eddie Holland would also be there early on, and we would discuss what the melody and structure should be. Well, Lamont and I would then start recording the tracks, which would be the actual tracks for the master, not just the demo tracks, but the actual tracks for the song. Well, in the recording studio, Lamont Doja recalled that Brian and I would split the room. Brian would work with the drummer, and I would get with the keyboard players and show them how to play the tracks and chords. I would also give the bass lines to James Jamerson, the great bassist for Motown, and then he would inject his own bass ideas to make it stronger. We wanted to give the musicians guidelines so they could create our sound. Well, let's continue now with Eddie Holland. Number 76 from 63, leaving here, right here, on Motown Memories with Tom. Well, that was Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me a Little While. That reached number 50 from 1965, and that is a Motown Memory's favorite song. And before that, Martha and the Vandellas had a number 9 hit in 1966 with I'm Ready for Love. And we started off with Eddie Holland. Yes, he continued to record songs back in the early 1960s. He had a number 76 hit, if you can call it that, in 1963 with Leaving Here. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs written by the writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland this half hour. Well, Eddie Holland recalled, and he was quoted as saying, that I would write these songs from my own experiences. I would write about something personal that was going on in my life at the time. I always thought that females were the most interesting subjects. I would become friends with women. I'd ask them lots of questions. They would tell me their little secrets that they usually wouldn't tell other men. I got a lot of ideas from what I learned talking to women. I also had a principle and approach to writing. The most important thing was the feeling. Does the lyric seem right? Let's continue on with another number one song by the Supremes.
Just ain't enough. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Trying to hold on to my woman, to my life. I'm just trying to hold on to my woman, my life.
Once a time when I ran the streets and trying to sweep all the girls off their feet. But that kind of candle, it only destroys. And that's why I had no desire to paint the town with the boys. Song. something I couldn't stand to lose. Her confidence in me, I don't dare misuse. If I get the urge to go, she may not know where I'm going. But I don't stay out late, and when I come in, she knows where I've been. In my life, she's first and she's last. She's given me, I can never repay. I can only hope,
only hope,
only hope,
only hope
that she let me.
Well, that was Lamont Dozier with Trying to Hold On to My Woman. That reached number 15 from 1973. And before that, Eddie Harlan had a hit with Just Ain't Enough Love, number 54 from 1964. And before that, another song from 64, but this one reached number 1 with the Supremes, Come See About Me. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs written by the writing team of Harlan, Dozier, and Harlan this half hour. Well, they were very focused, Harlan, Dozier, and Harlan were, on what they had in mind for these productions that they were doing at Motown. Well, Brian Harlan recalled that we would record the full track, which would include the melody with a scratch vocal without lyrics yet. Although sometimes we would have the title, and sometimes we would have some of the choral lyrics. Then we would give the track to Eddie Harlan, who would go off and write the lyrics. Well, let's continue now with another number one song by the Supremes, Back of My Arms Again. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm not afraid to die.
the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Martha the Vandellas with Nowhere to Run. That reached number 8 from 1965. And before that, another song from 65, but this one reached number 1. The Supremes again with Back in My Arms Again. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we've been featuring songs written by the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. If you have any requests or comments for me on Motown Memories, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.